Chris again. Do you know the story behind today's episode? Here's executive producer Paul McCusker to talk about it.
Well, the story behind Pamela Has a Problem starts back in 1990. At the time, Dr. Dobson asked the entire Ministry of Focus on the Family to make a special effort to find ways to support Focus's positions on a variety of social issues. For example, one of Focus on the Family's core beliefs is the sanctity of every human life, born and unborn. So the Odyssey team decided to produce a program that would look at the issue of abortion in a way that we thought children would understand. While we knew that some parents might object to a program about that particular issue, we thought it was important to show dramatically the Christian side of the debate, something you don't often get in movies or on television. So we aired the episode in December 1990. Now, initially, we received a lot of good responses from people who appreciated how we tackled the issue. But we also received letters from some parents who questioned the appropriateness of talking about such a thing in what's considered a kids' show. Well, we take that sort of criticism very seriously. So as time went on, we decided not to air the episode on the radio, but hoped we would be able to include it in an album one day, with this very explanation about why it was produced. However, we strongly suggest that parents preview the episode before allowing kids to listen to it. And as always, we hope you'll find the material suitable to use as a springboard for discussion. So with that in mind, we hope you enjoy Pamela Has a Problem.
Hi, this is Chris. Before we start our adventure in Odyssey, I have an important message for your parents. If they aren't in the room with you, now's the time to get them.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Here again. As you know, Adventures in Odyssey was created to help bring families together for some entertaining drama, but also to give parents an opportunity to teach their children about the topics we bring up. Well, sometimes that goal gets tricky when we have kids of so many different ages listening in, especially when we deal with subjects that may be just a little too mature for younger sensibilities, like today's adventure, where we'll be talking about the sanctity of life. That's why we want to ask you parents to stay nearby to discuss this topic with your children. And if you have children under the age of 9, we suggest you preview this program first to see if it's appropriate for them. We'll begin the adventure in just a moment. There are surprises, and then there are surprises. Sometimes they can be fun, and sometimes they can even be painful. Connie's about to experience both.
Come on, Mom, tell me what's going on. You're up to something. Tell me. Mom! Uh-huh, sure you do. Okay, well, I'll talk to you when we get home. And you better tell me what you're up to.
Ooh, something wrong, Connie?
No. My mom's been sneaking around a lot lately, and she won't tell me why. She's up to something, Whit. I just know it.
Sneaking around?
Yeah, you know, like making plans without telling me what they are, talking on the phone and then hanging up when I come in. That kind of sneaking around.
Well, maybe it's a surprise.
I figured that. But what kind of surprise?
Well, why should it matter? Can't you simply sit back and enjoy it?
Yeah, I guess. But it's driving me crazy. Something's going on, and I want to know what it is.
Turn around, and you'll find out.
What? Ah, Pam!
Hi, Connie.
Oh, Pam, I don't believe it. Pam!
Oh, it's good to see you.
You're here. Whit, do you see who this is?
Of course, I see Connie.
She's the one I told you about from California. The one who helped me become a Christian.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Pam. You know, I've heard a lot about you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Pam, this is incredible. What are you doing here?
I thought I'd come visit you on our school break. Your mom helped me fix it up with my parents.
My mom? Oh, she's going to get it when we get home.
believe you're here in Odyssey.
Well, I'm sure you two have a lot to catch up on. Say, why don't you take the rest of the day off, Connie, huh?
Oh, really?
I can handle things here.
Oh, thanks,
sure.
Whit. Come on, Pam. I'll show you around the shop.
So your mom picked me up at the airport, took me back to your house to get rid of my stuff, and let me use the car to come here. It's that simple.
Simple. I can't believe you got it all arranged in just a couple of weeks. I just talked to you on the phone day before yesterday. You are crazy.
Impulsive. Aren't you glad I'm here?
Of course I am. What a great surprise.
Well, what's this room?
Oh, it's called the Bible Room. See, Whit put up all kinds of displays about the Bible. You know, to make it come alive for everyone. And that's the imagination station. Whit's programmed it for any time in history, and you can take part like you're really there.
Any time in history?
Yeah.
Well, how about a couple of months ago? Could I go back and change something from my history? You know, something from a couple of months ago?
Well, I don't think it works like that. That's a funny thing to say, Pam. You want to change something?
There are always things people want to change.
Yeah, I guess. But you said that like you were thinking of something specific. Come on, what's going on?
Oh, problems. You know how it is. Some things have happened with Scott.
Is he the one you wrote to me about? The cute guy in your youth group? Your boyfriend?
He was my boyfriend. That changed a few weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pam. You guys are really serious, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was.
What happened?
Well, things got complicated. We got closer than we should have. Connie, we've been friends for a long time. We've been through a lot of changes together.
Apart, too. I had to travel 2,000 miles to get you to introduce me to Jesus.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, Connie.
Pam, what's wrong?
I don't know how to say it, but you're the only person I can tell.
Let's go to Whit's office. You're pregnant?
Terrible, isn't it? A good Christian girl and everything.
Oh boy.
That's what Scott said when I told him. It's the last thing he said, too.
What do you mean?
Well, he won't talk to me now.
What? But he goes to your church, right? He wouldn't just up and dump you.
He wouldn't?
Oh, Pam, I'm so sorry. You must feel... You know, I can't imagine how you feel. What did your parents say?
They don't know. You and Scott are the only two I've told.
Well, you should tell your parents.
Are you kidding? Do you know what this would do to them? My dad's an elder in our church, and Mom's in charge of all the ladies' committees. This would kill them. I can't let my mistake do that.
Well, they're gonna figure it out sooner or later.
Maybe not.
Come on, Pam. What are you gonna do? Tell them you gained a little weight?
That's why I came here, Connie. I need to think this through. I have to make a decision.
Decision?
Whether or not to go through with it.
No, Pam.
There's a clinic in Connellsville that'll take care of everything. I sneaked a peek in the phone book at your house.
You can't do it, Pam. There are other things. There are alternatives.
I don't know if there are. Not for me.
Pam.
Connie, do you think this is easy for me? I'm the one who always said how wrong it is. I was on the team at my church that protested the clinics, but now there's so much at stake. My parents, Scott, me, it would ruin our lives, everything I've said about God. I've been thinking about it over and over until I can't think anymore. That's why I came here. You're supposed to be my friend.
I am your friend, Pam. I am. Do you trust me?
Trust you? How?
Look, there's someone I think can help you.
No, Connie, I can't. It took all my strength to tell you.
I know, but this will be different.
I can't.
Okay, do you mind if I talk to him?
Well, who is it?
How's your hot chocolate, Connie?
It's good.
I tried a new mixture. Show you how to do it when we get back to the shop.
It's sure a nice day for a walk, don't you think?
Pleasant for this time of year. So, What's the problem, Connie? You didn't drag me away from the shop just for a casual stroll, did you?
Well, no. It's about Pam. She has a problem, Whit. A really serious problem.
Okay.
She's pregnant, Whit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and her hotshot boyfriend dumped her when he found out, and she won't tell her parents because she's afraid it'll hurt them. And I think that's about it. I don't know what to do.
Well, what does she think about it? Is she making any plans?
Yeah, but the wrong kind. She's thinking about going to the clinic in Connellsville.
No. When?
I don't know. Well, she's trying to make up her mind. That's why she let me talk to you. Providing you don't tell anyone else.
I won't make a promise like that. Her parents should know. Will she talk to me?
I'll ask. Do you think you can help her?
Well, I'll try, Connie. I'll try.
Okay, so Connie told you.
She did.
That gives you a pretty surprise, huh? Good Christian girl gets in trouble, all that.
Well, from what Connie has told me about you, it's not the kind of problem I expected you to have, but, you know, it hurts me more than it surprises me.
Hurts you?
Yes, because of what it must be doing to you. My heart aches for all the anguish you must be feeling.
Thanks. I figured you'd shake a finger at me and tell me how stupid I am.
Oh, not me, but well, I'm sure you'll get some of that before this is all over. What are you going to do?
I haven't decided. Connie thought you might have a few answers.
Well, first, I don't think you should try to deal with this alone. I think you should call your parents.
No. No way, I can't. You don't understand what this will do to them. I am their perfect little girl. I'm the one who went to church with them and became a model Christian and taught Sunday school and did all the right things. This would crush them.
Pam, you're probably underestimating them.
No, I don't want to hurt them like this. I can't even imagine going home again. I'd like to disappear or...
Make the baby disappear. That's what you're thinking, right? Abortion isn't really a choice, Pam. Maybe you think it is for you, but it's not your baby's choice.
I'm only about 6 weeks pregnant. It's not like it's really a...
It's a baby, Pam. Your baby. You know it is. There are options. My church has a program, a lot of them do, to help support you. If you talk to your parents...
I don't want to talk to my parents. Just leave them out of it.
All right. For the moment, let's say you decided to stay here in Odyssey.
Stay here?
Well, I have a spare room. So does Connie. We'd all help you. The church would help you.
Well, then what?
Then you could have the baby and either keep him or her or consider adoption. You see? You have alternatives.
Right. Alternatives. You make it sound so easy.
I don't mean to. You know, it'll be a lot of things, but it won't be easy. We'll all do the best we can. Well...
I need time to think, okay? This is confusing.
Okay, but please don't do anything without talking to someone first. You could make a bigger mistake than the one that got you into this.
I'll try to remember that. Let's take a break, Connie. My feet are about to fall off.
Okay, there's a pizza place around the corner. We can get something to drink.
You know, I didn't expect Odyssey to have such a big mall.
What did you expect?
Oh, a main street with a bunch of small shops.
We have that, too. You want to go there?
Oh, for more shopping?
Yeah, I think shopping's relaxing. Takes my mind off things. The pizza's over this way.
Well, look at that. Somebody left a stroller by the... There's a baby in it.
Oh, isn't he cute? Hi, little one. What are you doing out here?
What kind of parent would leave their kid all alone?
Well, they're probably around somewhere. I bet your mommy and daddy are proud of you.
It's stupid, Connie. People should know better. What if somebody came up and took him?
It's all right, Pam. Look, we'll stay here until the parents come back.
That's not the point. They shouldn't have left the baby in the first place. Don't they know what kind of maniacs there are? Don't they know that...
Hello? Is everything okay?
No.
Everything is fine. Is this your baby?
He is.
How could you leave him alone?
Pam!
I beg your pardon.
What kind of mother
are you leaving your baby alone?
Oh, come on, Pam, let's go.
I was right there in the phone booth. I could see him the whole time. What in the world is your problem?
You shouldn't have done it. You should never leave him alone like that.
I don't think it's any of your business. What's wrong with you?
We're sorry, ma'am. Forget about it, okay? She's just upset. It's not your fault. Let's go, Pam.
She shouldn't have done it.
No, I know. It's okay. Everything's okay.
Hmm. Strange girl.
Here, you want another napkin?
No. No, I'm all right now. I don't know what happened. That was pretty dumb. That poor woman must think I'm crazy.
Well, you're under a lot of pressure. You have a lot on your mind.
Yeah, I guess. Talking to you yesterday, then Mr. Whitaker, then the clinic this morning. My head's buzzing.
You talked to the clinic?
Yeah, I went in for what they call a preliminary appointment, just to get some information, stuff like that.
You went to the clinic?
Yeah, why? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing, then.
I just don't understand how you could even think about getting an abortion. It's wrong. It's your baby.
I don't want to talk about it, Connie.
Okay, then don't talk about it. I'll talk about it. Pam, you have plenty of options. There are people who care about you, who'll help you. Why are you even thinking about it? You can yell at that woman who left her baby in a stroller while you're thinking about killing yours?
I don't have anything to say to you.
Pam, I'm sorry.
I don't need you to point a finger at me, Connie. I don't need you to tell me what to do. I can handle this by myself, okay? I came to you for compassion and understanding. I was wrong.
I can give you compassion and understanding. I have, haven't I? But I just can't sit back and...
Let me decide for myself.
Look, anyone would be confused in your situation.
What do you know about my situation?
Nothing. I don't know anything about it. So talk to someone who knows you and loves you more than I do. Call your parents, Pam. At least do that. You're so afraid of how they'll feel if you tell them. Have you thought of how they'd feel if you don't tell them? Think about it, will ya?
Hello?
Hi, Dad, it's me.
Pam! Hi. It's Pam, dear. Hey, your mom's gonna get on the extension. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Oh, hot. We're in a heat wave. The air conditioning broke down yesterday, so I had to...
Hello,
go out and...
Pam?
Oh, hi, Mom.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, Connie was real surprised.
We sure miss you.
I miss you, too. Has, Scott called?
I don't think so. Has Scott
called?
Yeah,
I think he called the day you left. You know, he's a strange boy, that Scott. He's usually very polite, but he nearly hung up on me.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. Is everything all right with you two? Your father thought maybe you had a fight.
It's, nothing. What's going on back there? Give me all the hometown news.
Oh, well, everything's been quiet. We're just waiting for you to get home.
Tammy's pregnant.
Who?
Your cousin Tammy. The whole family's in an uproar about it. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows if she's going to marry the father.
Tammy's pregnant?
What a surprise, huh? 16 years old.
I wasn't surprised.
What a shame.
Poor Tammy.
You know, it makes us appreciate you more, Princess.
Huh?
You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, I guess.
I don't know what we did to deserve you, but we're glad you're our daughter.
Yeah.
Pam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. I'm glad I'm your daughter, too.
Are you all right?
Yeah, sure. I'm fine. I'm a little shocked about Tammy, that's all.
What's wrong? What happened?
Connie, it's terrible.
What happened? Did you tell your parents?
No, I can't. How can I tell them? How? They can't ever know. It would kill them. Do you understand? It would kill them.
We'll continue our adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Whit? Whit!
Right here, Connie.
Oh, thank heaven. Have you seen her?
No. Who, Pam?
Yes!
Well, not today, no.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
She left this morning.
Left? To go back to California?
No, she borrowed Mom's car and went out. I think she went to Connellsville to one of those clinics.
Are you sure? Why? What makes you think so?
She called her parents last night.
I think these are all the forms we need to have filled out for now, Pam. We'll call you when we're ready. It'll be just a few minutes. Our doctor is very good about explaining everything, but you might want to read through one of the booklets about the procedure.
Thank you.
And try to relax.
I will. Thank you. Is this magazine yours?
No, go ahead, take it if you want it.
Thanks. Oh, I'm off bums.
Nervous?
Yeah, a little.
Is this your first time?
Uh-huh. Yours?
Yeah, but it's no problem. They make it easy. A friend of mine said it's no big deal.
Oh, really?
Don't worry. I've had a couple of friends do this. They could tell you. It's no sweat.
Sure, no sweat. It's just that I don't know how I'll feel after, you know?
Oh, yeah, that. They say you feel bad for a while after the first time, but it goes away if you try not to think about it.
How can you not think about it?
Well, it's all how you look at it. See, it's not like it's a real baby. That's what they tell you to remember. It's kind of like having an ingrown toenail removed. If you think like that, you won't have any problems. Not for long.
Do you really believe that? That it's not a baby?
Sure. Otherwise, I couldn't do this.
Pam, we're ready for you now.
Pam, is that you?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. I've been going crazy wondering about you. Are you okay?
All things considered, I guess so.
All things considered?
Mm-hmm.
You went to the clinic.
Yeah, I did.
And?
Connie.
Pam?
I couldn't go through with it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, Pam.
It's my baby.
God.
I think I better call my parents now.
You don't need to do that, Princess. We're here.
Dad?
We'll always be here, Pam. Always.
Come here, Princess.
Oh, Mom. Oh, Dad.
So Pam went home with her parents.
Mm-hmm. They caught a flight this morning.
Did you ever find out why they came in the first place? You know, if Pam didn't tell them anything, how did they know something was wrong?
Well, at first I thought you called them.
Oh, I tried when you told me she disappeared, but couldn't get an answer. I guess they were already on their way. How did they find out?
Scott.
Her boyfriend?
Yep, he called them not long after they talked to Pam.
Uh-huh.
I guess his conscience got the better of him.
Good.
I am so glad it's over.
Hardly. It won't be easy for any of them. You know, we need to pray that God will give them an extra measure of grace.
Yeah. And maybe Pam will have a happy ending after all?
Yeah, Pam and her baby.
Each and every life, whether born or unborn, is precious to God and should be equally precious to us. We need to cherish life and do all we can to protect it. Maybe you've heard some people say that they have the right to end a life. They say it would be better somehow, but it isn't. Every person, from babies to great-grandmas and grandpas, deserves to live, no matter what. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.